Rumour reaches us. Maybe there's a little personal war going on between yourself and the captain.
Yeah, Mr.
Who can hang out for longer and not actually officially pop the question.
Well, me and Skip are probably the last two standing with long-term relationship, but I'll throw you back some goss. I know that Skip is headed overseas with his missus, and I think they might be going to France, Paris, and not coming on footy trip, so he can go overseas with his missus.
Now, that's Sam Rowe on the Dave and Dan show when we were on holidays talking to the boys about Mark Murphy. And there's clearly a bit of pressure building at the Carlton Footy Club regarding some of the boys in long-term relationships. Mark Murphy's on, and he's got a right of reply here. Hello to you, Murph.
G'day, Andy. How are you?
Good, mate. Now, this is not necessarily the type of forum that you want to be confronting these sorts of allegations from a teammate of yours, but Sam Rowe brought it to the table in front of millions of people all around the world. Is there something you'd like to say about your end-of-season trip and on the way through to Sam?
Look, it's disappointing, Andy, to be honest. I didn't. I spoke to Sam after, and he thought I'd try to stitch him up before going on the show. Then he's stitched me up an absolute beauty. So I can confirm it's not actually at the same time as a footy trip. So I have been on 7 footy trips prior to this, so I've got him covered.
Yes.
And I'm going to Europe with a few of the boys first to Oktoberfest, and then heading around Europe with the girlfriend. So it should be a nice trip.
It will be a great trip. And there is nothing wrong with saying to the boys, look, I've had enough of that. I've done my footy trip duties.
Yes.
It's now my lady trip duties. And I reckon you should be strong enough just to be able to stand up in front of the boys and tell them that, Murph.
No, you're right. And it's time for some of the young boys to experience that. Look, I'm happy to hand over the reins. I've been on 7 footy trips prior to this, but I don't think my footy trip days are gone, but just this year I can't help the boys out, unfortunately.
No, let's not get away from the lead here. Is there anything we need to know about what you've got planned on this trip to France?
Your body clock's ticking.
Yeah. No, my body clock's on 28. He's stitched me up an absolute treat here, Roe. But
is there anything we need to know, Murph?
No, just going there for just to experience a bit of culture over there, Andy. So
City, the City of Lights, Paris, mate. It's very romantic.
Don't
let your guard down.
No, I'll be all right. All right. So we're fitting in a bit of London as well, and maybe a bit of Germany. So looking forward to experiencing all that has to offer, mate.
We're going to talk about footy in a second, but I just want to delve a little bit deeper in this relationship thing. How do you know, Murph, in your own mind, when you know that she is the one? How do you reconcile that?
This could be the worst interview of all time.
Yeah. That's going well.
I reckon 3 questions is enough, Tim. But I think you might have to ask Sam Rowe that. I reckon he's pretty close to me, so. No doubt when he gets back from Cancun or wherever the boys are going, they can, I'm sure him and his missus will be going on a nice little holiday somewhere, but I mean, that's enough of the...
Okay. Here's the segue. We've got no chance of getting any more out of you. Now, a lot of people are giving you guys no chance of beating Hawthorn tomorrow night. What do you do in response to that? Or what do you say in response to that?
Oh, look, they're playing unbelievable footy at the moment. I think just... you can only look at the previous 2 weeks, what they've done to Fremantle and Sydney. They've been pretty impressive, but we're going to go in with a game plan and try and stick to that. And over the last sort of 6 or 7 weeks under Johnny, we've just had a real team focus on a few little areas, and we just try and tick that off every week. So we've sort of almost removed the scoreboard and over the last 6 or 7 weeks and just tried to focus on some areas about getting better as a team.
What have you been focusing on? There were some, you know, people are always going to be, you know, critical of players at the top level. And there were some people who were prepared to, you know, question your role as skipper. But the last, as you said, through that last 6 or 7 weeks, maybe even a bit longer than that, I reckon you've been outstanding in that role. Have you learnt on the way through, or have you taken something extra on board? Has there been a shift somewhere in your kind of mindset and approach?
Oh, you keep on learning, but I suppose when you're captain of a big footy club and you're not going as well as what you would have liked and you're putting in some, I suppose as a team point of view, some poor performances, they always come for the people at the top, and as captain I accept that and understand that that comes with the role. But I think the last 6 or 7 weeks under Johnny, he's sort of almost thrown the team back to the boys and said, all right, what do you guys want to get out of it? And I'm just going to mark you really hard on it and try and drive you on those sort of things that you try to focus on. So as a captain, I've learnt quite a fair bit over my 2.5 years as being skipper and obviously still learning and really thriving on the role at the moment. I'm really enjoying it.
And do you have to, do you mark yourself differently or tougher given the fact that you've got the C alongside your name?
Oh, you certainly, you mark yourself pretty hard. You do try and set the example for, you know, especially the young boys coming through, and because they always, whether you know it or not, they look up to you and watch sort of everything that you do around the footy club to make sure your preparation's right, your discipline, and what you're doing on game day. So you've got to make sure your backyard's really, you know, in order, and so they're following the right sort of footsteps you want to set out.
Hey Mark, I heard I think it was Johnny Barker talking about saying that he's trying to introduce a more modern game of football. Now, me, the natural assumption of that is perhaps Mick wasn't playing a modern style. But what does that mean? What are the changes he's making to make it more modern?
I suppose he's given the guys a lot of confidence in just seeing, if you see a bloke, hit him, give him the hands, kick the ball inside the corridor, kick on 45, switch the ball. I suppose Mick was a lot more defensive in terms of the way he sort of tried to attack the game in terms of going around the boundary, and Johnny's of the view of going through the corridor and taking risks and backing blokes in. So I suppose that's probably what he means in terms of a modern style of game.
Hey Murph, we're talking to the Carlton skipper Mark Murphy. Murph, what about, obviously Carlton are looking now for a new coach long term, and John Barker, the caretaker coach, is very much in the frame as well. What percentage, if any, do you think the players should play a role in the appointment of the new coach in terms of the club listening to you as a group of players and you as a leader?
I think it's important that they ask, especially the leaders, what they think of John and how they think the footy club's going and what sort of direction we think it's going. And they certainly have done that with a few of the leaders already. So in terms of obviously asking about other coaches, I don't think that's really something that we should have too much say on. Obviously, we're not in the know in terms of what's out there, but in terms of what John can offer, and you know, either Dean Laidley or whoever it's going to be at the footy club, I think it's important that they get their own opinions, and they've done that so far.
Have you got a sense, based on the time you spent with him as senior coach, that he's ready to do the job, you know, on a long-term basis?
Oh, look, he's improved so much over the years as an assistant coach, and especially over the last 6 or 7 weeks, he's getting better and better every week, and he's really improved. And I personally love playing under Johnny. He's been great for myself and a lot of the other boys there at the footy club in terms of trying to get our focus back on just enjoying our footy, and he's been great from that point of view.
And with the club and the situation that you're in, there's always talk about some of the personnel and where they might go. Are you expecting any serious changes at the end of the season to the list?
I think it's inevitable there's going to be a fair bit of change, I reckon. But like as a player, it's hard to sort of speculate on that. That's just sort of the business that we're in. There's always going to be 4 or 5 list changes, and whether or not there'll be more than that, you know, it's probably not up for me to really speculate on or be in the know about that. It's obviously up for Stephen Silvani and I suppose the new coach that will come in and take the role.
Murph, before we let you go, every Carlton player that we've had on the show recently, we've asked them the same question, and that is Chris Judd, his man cave. Mm. They've all been inside it. They say it's the most amazing experience, better than going to Disneyland, better than doing any of the rides down at Luna Park.
Eye-popping.
How did you find it?
Look, I've only had a sparkling water in there, so it hasn't really been too exciting down the man cave. But anyway, we'll leave that. Hopefully, you can try and rectify that by the end of the season. Hopefully, the big Judd man.
Have you spotted him around town anywhere or not?
I haven't. I heard he's actually doing a bit of work experience at the moment, so you might see him loitering around town. But I think the big man's trying to get. I think he's had enough of sitting at home in his man cave doing nothing. So. I think he's out and about trying to experience the real world.
Yep, he's going to become a businessman, I read.
I believe so. He's got some very good mentors, has C. Judd. Maybe he's a good one, just before I let you get, just a good one to count, seek the counsel of before you go on that trip to Paris at the end of the year.
Good on you, Andy. Right.
Hey, good luck tomorrow night. Good luck for the run home, mate. We wish you all the very best and everything that's to come. Thanks for joining us.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Hey,
Friday night, going back to the 90s, the clash with Hawthorn and Etihad Stadium. People are being urged to wear 90s clothes or dress up as their favourite 90s character, food and drink. At 90s prices, Pluck a Duck will be there, believe it or not.